Welcome to the Winning Everyday Podcast, a place where faith meets daily living. Each day, we take a few moments to reflect on God's Word, gain spiritual insight, and receive encouragement to help you live victoriously. No matter what today brings, remember, God's wisdom and grace are here to carry you through.
Good morning and welcome to Winning Everyday Podcast. I'm so glad you're here today. Take a deep breath, settle your heart, and let's step into God's Word together. Today's topic is endurance in the race. Our Bible text is from Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 to 2, which says, "Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith." There's a powerful true story about Derek Redmond during the 1992 Olympics. He was a strong favorite to win the 400-meter race. But halfway through the race, he suddenly tore his hamstring and collapsed on the track. The pain was unbearable. The race was technically over for him. But something remarkable happened. Instead of staying down, Derek got up, limping, struggling, and in visible pain, and began to hobble toward the finish line. Then, from the stands, his father broke through security, ran to him, and held him up. Together, they finished the race. He didn't win a medal, but that moment became one of the most powerful images of endurance in history. Now let me ask you, have you ever felt like life tore your hamstring in the middle of your race, like you were doing well, and suddenly everything went wrong? The Christian life is not a sprint. It's a race of endurance. The Bible didn't say run fast. It said run with endurance. Endurance means keeping going when it's hard, staying faithful when results are slow, trusting God when you don't understand. In James chapter 1 verse 3 to 4, the Bible says, "The testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work." So when challenges come, it's not the end. It's part of the process. Let me ask you again, what are you facing right now that feels too heavy to carry? A delay, a disappointment, a silent season. Here's a word for you. God is not asking you to have all the strength. He is asking you to keep moving. The same way Derek's father came to support him, God is saying, "I am with you in this race." As it is written in Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10, "Fear not, for I am with you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." As you go today, I declare over your life, you will not collapse in the middle of your race. Strength will rise within you again. Every area where you feel weak, God's grace will carry you. You will finish strong in Jesus' name. Listen, you may not be the fastest, but you can be the one who finishes. And finishing matters more than starting. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7, Paul said, "I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith." That can be your testimony too. Time for reflection. Take a moment and reflect. Where have I felt like giving up recently? What would it look like for me to take just one more step today? Actions for the day. Today, make a decision. No matter how small, I will keep moving forward. Send that message. Try again. Pray again. Stand again. Endurance is built one step at a time. As we close, let's take our daily confession of faith. Say this with me: "I have the strength to endure. I will not give up on my race. God is with me, carrying me through every challenge. I finish strong in Jesus' name." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. We appreciate you for every listener today. Strengthen their hearts for the race ahead. Where they feel weak, be their strength. Where they feel discouraged, bring fresh hope. Help them to keep moving, keep believing, and keep trusting you. Let this day be filled with grace, progress, and victory. Thank you for answering our prayer. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining us today. You are stronger than you think because God is with you. Keep running. Keep believing. Keep enduring. And if this message blessed you, share it with someone who needs encouragement today. See you tomorrow on Winning Everyday Podcast.
You're tuned in to the Winning Everyday Podcast.
Winning Everyday Devotional is written by Isaac Melly. If this podcast blesses you, why not be a blessing by sharing it with someone? Thank you for tuning in today. Every morning brings a new sunrise. Open your heart, open your eyes.